Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one looks like Hungary is the second country in Europe to ban Bill Gates' lab-grown meat. How about we just ban Bill Gates entirely? While we're at it, also ban Jeff Bezos because he wants us to eat fake lab-grown eggs. At least Texas became the first place to ban them. But these guys are just the frontmen for the real people pulling the strings at the World Economic Forum. Bill Gates, his meat might be fake, but his boobs are real. Moving on, here's that woman in Toronto that wants to see re-migration. Now she's going out there and writing anti-Indian graffiti on the subway. Apparently now this is considered a hate crime. But would she get the same reaction if she wrote another country and said, "I hate England, Spain, or France"? Or "I hate Russia"? Would that be considered a hate crime? Also, by most of the metrics out there like cleanliness and poverty, India does suck. She didn't actually say Indians, she said India. Big difference. Number three, people say to never forget what they took from us. Sure, they were skinny, feminine, and hot. But these ladies were also dangerous too and divorced their husbands. This is the first generation using the pill, abortions, and divorce. Some of the reasons that women don't look like this anymore is because they eat ultra-processed food and they live extremely sedentary lifestyles. Funny how white Western women used to be as thin as Southeast Asian women are today. Up next, if you're living in the West and people accuse you of being racist, just point them to this map. India looks like it's in its own league. But of course we can't say that because people might think that's racist. Also look at the difference between India and Pakistan. Pakistan is a Muslim country and yet it's more tolerant. They're the same people genetically, so it shows us that the scamming in us versus them value system in India is a cultural thing too. Indians aren't even tolerant of their own people, hence why they have a caste system. Number 5, Winter here is a trans woman, and she just got back from a date where she finally revealed to the guy that she's trans. The guy said she tricked him and wouldn't want to see her again. Now she wonders what's gone into men these days. Looks like Winter is the one trying to get into men, if you know what I mean. Trans people have their very own dating apps. Why don't they use them instead of false advertising like this? Also, this guy's a simp if he wasn't hitting after 10 dates. Moving on, Saudi Arabia is deporting a record number of Indians in 2025. Why are so many countries turning on Indians all of a sudden? It seems like Indian fatigue has gone global. If they assimilate and speak unbroken English, I don't think most of us have a problem with them. It's the more recent arrivals that are the issue. There are too many of them coming in too quickly to assimilate. From what I can tell, Indians are India's biggest export. Number 7, Rich Cooper wonders if this is how women view men in the friend zone. That having a male best friend is like having a dumb son. A son would be an upgrade because the average guy in the friend zone is treated like a chauffeur or emotional tampon. Sometimes even as a personal ATM. To be honest though, I've had female friends before, and some improved my life by giving me good suggestions to improve myself. Ironically, they wanted to get together with me, so technically, I was friend zoning them without even knowing it. Up next, here are the Kardashians before they knew about plastic surgery. They look ugly, don't they? The only one that looks genuinely attractive here is Kim Kardashian. The rest of them look as though their so-called beauty came from a plastic surgeon's office. I wonder what would happen if you took this picture back in time and showed the Kardashians what Bruce Jenner would look like one day. This is one breakfast of champions that you don't want to eat. Number 9, people are saying that this guy has to be either going out for Mary Jane or to get laid. I think there's a third option. I think he's going out for milk never to return to see his African child ever again. Maybe I'm wrong and there's a fourth option, that he's on his way to work, because his manager Karen said that he would be fired if he didn't come in. It's a minimum wage job that he hates, but he thinks his co-workers are his friends. Moving on, this woman says that most men don't know what to do with a woman who's not impressed by money. But tell me you're a gold digger without telling me. Because this sounds exactly like what a gold digger would say. I've been with women that weren't impressed with money. It meant that I could keep more of my cash in my own pocket. The woman saying this looks like she's pulling out $1,500 a day from Henry Fitz. Number 11, here's yet another daily reminder of what happened to the Western gaming industry. Women took it over and rid it of beauty so they could have less competition for attention. They weren't expecting men to just start playing Asian games with hot females instead. People are telling me that there are gay men in the industry too, masculinizing the female characters, to be something closer to what they're attracted to. I wonder how true that is. Up next, rich people aren't telling their kids to skip college. They're only telling yours to go into the trades. But what this forgets to mention is that they're sending their kids to the right colleges to get degrees that have a future and will see them employed. But college isn't all about getting skills and credentials. It's also about making you a well-rounded critical thinker, to be exposed to new ideas that you wouldn't hear anywhere else, or used to be that way before the internet. Also remember that rich people didn't get rich because they have a degree. Number 13, here's one of the reasons you shouldn't get married these days. Also, this guy made the cardinal sin of marrying a woman in Miami. She divorced them thinking that she could take all his money, but was shocked to find out that the money was in his mother's name and blames her female friends for giving her bad advice. The question we should be asking is, who were all these presents for? Probably for him and his mother for telling him to put his money in her name. Moving on, this trans person asks, what do you think would happen to them in a men's prison? If I had to wager, I'd say nothing good. Also, transitioning with such a manly chin is wild. Looks like somebody needs facial feminization surgery in a hurry. But don't always be quick to judge trans people. Some guys do it so they can date women and keep their schwing schwings. Their dating prospects increase incredibly because there are tons of lesbians out there attracted to women with penises. Number 15, here's more craziness in Canada. With this teenage boy dying after 8 hours waiting in the emergency room. The media barely covered this, but when a 40-year-old Indian father died waiting in the emergency room, it was national news. This poor boy had white privilege, so we don't need to talk about him. The reason for this is because 5 million mostly Jeets won't go home as their visas expire, and Canada won't allow private clinics and hospitals. It's ironic because your pet gets emergency care in this country faster than you do. Up next, if you had to pick one of these women, which one would it be? My hand. But seriously, I'd pick Twiggy on the left there because if I got her pregger, she would fill right in. The one on the right is so big that it looks like her arm has its very own butt. Plus, if you pick the skinny one, you could pay for boob implants, which would look good on her frame. Another option is to take the fatty and force her to hit the gym. And in a year or two, you'd have someone super hot, so long as you're not afraid of a little saggy skin. Number 17, you haven't fully woken up until 90% of the food in grocery stores looks like poison to you. More than that, probably closer to 99%. Even fruit is bad for you because it's inflammatory. Plus, everything these days is wrapped in plastics as well. Even things like spinach are bad for you because of all the oxalates in them. Not to mention most things have pesticides sprayed too. Even the so-called organic stuff. The goal is to limit your poison exposure and not to eliminate it, which is impossible. Moving on, these three drunk guys pushed their car to avoid drunk driving charges, but were fined for blocking the road. Task failed successfully, I suppose. That's still a win in my book because it's not a DUI. Or they could have just walked home or taken an Uber and came back for the car in the morning. Imagine if that car had gotten away from them and somehow ran over someone all on its own and left the scene of the crime. Would that car be charged with a hit and run? Number 19, the New Testament says, then in the last days, people will be lovers of themselves instead of lovers of God. People, I only see narcissistic women. Without a strong spiritual life to ground me, I'd be lost in my life even though I have most of the other things going for me. I believe what the author Philip K. Dick speaks about, how our lives are just being refined over and over again by God the programmer or reprogrammer. That makes the most sense to me based on my personal experiences. Up next, only 2% of the 140,000 migrants who have come to NYC have applied for work permits. This is why deportations have to accelerate, because America and the West in general can't afford to pay out Social Security benefits for people who won't work and mooch off the system. Besides, why would you work if you can get housing, food, and medical coverage for free, even while the native population can't afford those things for themselves? Number 21, if you want the Shaniquas and LaFondas to leave America, just show them this picture of two 17-year-old teens from South Sudan, from the Dinka tribe. They're the tallest people in the world. And once you do, then watch the black women from the West descend on that tribe pretending that they're on vacation. Meanwhile, they're hunting for baby batter of giants. These guys are really tall so they can expel heat faster. But I'm not sure that the Dinka people are the tallest. Looks like Dutchmen are at 183 centimeters average versus the Dinkas at 182. Moving on, this woman married a gay man and explains what happens in their bedroom. She probably does things to his poop chute while pretending to have a deep voice. Actually, they're having traditional sex to try for a baby. I once knew an unattractive straight woman that used to try and get sex from her gay roommate. She would literally grab him and he would scream like a little girl and push her away when she did. It was hilarious to watch. Number 23 is Zempic is one hell of a drug. It's saving lives right now, but you just know that in a few years you'll be hearing stories about people dying because they took too much of it for too long and lost way too much weight. We used to think that women like this used to put a lot of effort into losing weight. Now it's just increasingly Ozempic. Regardless, she's losing weight and improving her health. What I'm wondering about is how she got to 400 pounds in the first place. Opnex female frogs fake death so they don't have to mate with males they don't find attractive. That's similar to what human women do with their husbands when they just lay there in bed doing nothing. But seriously, if human females did try something like this, you just knew it wouldn't stop most creeps out there these days. A woman faking her death would probably just turn on some guys in different undertaking ways. Number 25 and the last one, careful out there guys, because the wall can be brutal. Unfortunately for most guys out there, they either end up all alone or they get together with a woman that looks like the one on the right. Only the chats can have her at her best, and then you're left cleaning up the mess. Back in the day, Remy here dated Machine Gun Kelly. Remy was the top adult performer back in 2013. And just look at her now. Although she's lost a bit of weight since the after photos. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.